Good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're chatting here today with Tina Rockhold, Senior Development Director with the Mercy Community Health Foundation, who joins us as she has several times already this year for an update on their campaign. First of all, good morning.
Oh, it is so great to be here. Thank you, Brandon, for the opportunity.
Yeah, we're glad that we could do this. As I understand, you've been raising money since March here for the purchase of a new ceiling mount Artist Z unit for the lab. I'm not exactly sure what an Artist Z is.
So that's just the brand name,
oh,
basically.
Okay.
Yes. So it's a Siemens product, but that is a specific that is the specific type of equipment that we are purchasing.
Oh.
So it is a fancy and slick machine. It's ceiling mounted, so it's really interesting how it pivots around the patient in order to take, you know, a full range 3D images, whether it be cardiac related, whether it be radiology related. So it's a fancy, slick piece of equipment.
All
it's
right.
Going to be nice.
Well, and it's not cheap. It costs about $500,000 to
yes.
to raise for, and I understand you're halfway there.
We are. Actually, the equipment alone is $590,000, but we are over halfway. We're really excited to announce today that our recent golf tournament, the 29th annual Mercy Foundation Golf Tournament, took us over the $300,000 mark. So we're really excited. But, you know, there are so many people who have been able to make that possible. Not only the sponsors of the golf tournament, but the participants, all of the community that has come out to, you know, either support our events or given of their time, their volunteerism, or actually, you know, just been philanthropic and supported the campaign. That has gotten us to this mark, and we're really excited. Our goal is to have the lab operational in December, so we're fingers crossed that we can make that happen, and we're looking for that final push to make that possible.
Oh, that's great news to hear. So as it stands, with being more than halfway to your goal, there are still opportunities, I understand, probably to fundraise.
That's right. You know, and the timeliness of this interview today is just fantastic because today the Mercy Auxiliary is hosting their Pumpkin Patch. So if anyone in Manhattan area is familiar with Pumpkin Patch, it is probably the best known crafts fair in the area. And so today, between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. at Seco Park, as well as tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., people can come out and enjoy all handmade craft items. And this is cool stuff. So proceeds from that will go to the Mercy Auxiliary. And the Mercy Auxiliary is a supporting organization for the foundation and for the hospital. So they do great things to be able to make this happen. So come out and support. That's just one of the opportunities coming up. So come out and support that this weekend if you might be interested.
All right. Well, that's very timely. And, you know, obviously with fall, people love to get out to pumpkin patches and stuff. So what else? What are some other opportunities you have?
Well, you know, there is always the ongoing opportunity to support financially, just simply through a donation to the foundation. And there are several ways to do that. The easiest, most simple way to do that is to go to our website, learn more about the campaign, where we are, what is the vision, what is the purpose of the foundation. But if you'd like to make a contribution, you may do so at mercyfdn.org. Simple, easy, and all gifts to the foundation are tax deductible. So if you're looking for an end of year gift, this might be a great way to support the hospital, support healthcare in our community, simply by going to our website.
Okay. Yeah. mercyfdn.org.
That's correct.
That's easy to remember there. And, you know, this, we talked a lot about in the past, the importance of having this tool at the hospital. This is going to have so many effects on patient care, isn't it?
That is. You know, when you think about cardiac-related incidents that may happen, whether it is blockage of any sort or anything that needs to be done with the heart or even radiology-related, maybe it's pain intervention to alleviate people's pain, things of that sort. But the cardiac cath lab and interventional radiology lab is used for multiple reasons. You know, anything from balloon, angioplasty, stent placement, PICC line, many of those things that we are all very familiar with or have had either ourselves or a loved one suffer from conditions like that. Having this lab in Manhattan is vital for those patients. The sooner we can get those patients into receiving that type of treatment, the sooner that they are able to get back to a healthy lifestyle. So we want to be able to really ramp up the offering of that service in Manhattan. And by doing so, we'll have a second lab operational, and we can take care of more patients and see less patients transferred.
Yeah, and that's the ultimate goal. You don't want to have to send somebody away when they can just have the service right here in Manhattan.
That's correct. And, you know, being a full-service, faith-based hospital right here in Manhattan, that's our goal. We want to really try to offer as many services as we can, highly specialized. We know that there are things that will be out of our scope because of just the geographic area and the physicians that we may have available. But this is one service that we can certainly help our community by having this cath lab and interventional radiology lab up to full scale.
I think the 3D imaging is probably, to me, it sounds like probably the best feature of this whole thing.
Exactly. You know, it's what I have given the analogy of the difference between 2D mammography and 3D. And so this really does give the physicians, the radiologists, the cardiologists, the ability to see things that wouldn't have been seen before. And another benefit of this particular piece of equipment is the patient, in many cases, the patient is able to receive diagnosis and treatment in the same procedure or in the same setting, so that the patient doesn't have to come back, doesn't have to be put under anesthesia. The patient or the family don't have that long-term anxiety of when is this, you know, going to be resolved. So these are some things that really improve patient care. They improve patient satisfaction and the long-term outcome of the diagnosis and the treatment for the patient.
Okay. Again, they're more than halfway to the fundraising goal. Anything else we should know about now, between now and December, when you ultimately want to have this in?
Well, you know, again, if you are interested in making a donation or want to learn more about the campaign, I'd love to talk with you. We have a matching campaign out there, a matching pledge by the Memorial Hospital Association of $50,000. So we are looking for opportunities of individuals or businesses, organizations that might be willing to help meet that match. If we can meet that match, we'll be at the $400,000 mark. You know, so you know, we're really excited about the progress that has been made just since March, and we want to continue to see that upswing and make this possible. So remember, if you're interested in making a donation, just go to our website, mercyfdn.org, or give me a call at 785-587-5462. One other thing I do want to add is our gala's coming back. We didn't have a gala in 2018. Just timing didn't allow for that. I was new in the role. And so mark the date, save the date, February 29th, 2020. We are on schedule to bring back the Crystal Gala, and that will be at the Hilton Garden Inn. So save the date. We hope you can all attend. We look forward to seeing you there.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Well, Tina Rockhold, Senior Development Director, Mercy Community Health Foundation, talking again here today about the cardiac cath lab that they're working to fundraise here for Ascension Via Christi Hospital. Thank you so much.
It's great to be here.